AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, buddies. Opening day.
Are you going to be able to focus or what?
I'm going to try.
Please do your best because Rich's Mets are on as we speak.
We're getting hyped.
My Yankees already won.
We're getting hyped.
Yeah, we're all very hyped about opening day. We're Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. I hope all your teams are winning. We're going to talk some baseball today.
Ooh, Dodgers on tonight.
I know. You know what else is on tonight? Love is Blind. I'm still catching up. So between baseball highlights and Love is Blind, man, my night is packed.
Now we're getting closer to the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, pumped. Super
what
pumped.
What a life. What a time to be alive.
We're going to throw it back on a Thursday, old school and 50 hits, 877-99 on Fox, and we be rocking now. Let's go, everybody. Baseball.
All right. Are you feeling like Austin Reeves today? You feeling like Aaron Judge today? All right, well, hey, we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers.
You're feeling like Austin Reeves, looking like Austin Powers.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
TireRack.com.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
The way tire buying should be. Great old school reference.
I had to throw
on
it out there.
On a throwback Thursday.
I'm throwing it back.
Yeah, baby. Of course, Progressive, you going to leave out flow?
No, I'm just looking at you. In your Mets shirt, all pumped up. I'm rocking
pumped.
The pinstripes. Danny G rocking his L.A. Dodgers gear. Ramos, you representing today or what?
I was just trying to find some clothes this morning to put on.
He's got silk Dodgers undies on.
Yeah. Buyers pumped about it. And again, we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
You didn't see Ramos' socks? He has little cute Dodger socks with little poof balls on the back of them.
Oh, I didn't see them. No, I didn't see them.
It's beautiful.
But yeah, we're all representing. We're all excited. You know, it's a different vibe in the air, man. Baseball's back.
Well,
and we'll be talking about it throughout the day.
You know what it is, Covino? We love baseball. New York guys living in California now.
You know my theory, man. If you don't like baseball, you sucked at Little League. You got some weird resentment toward it. You know, you didn't vibe on your Little League team. You made an error that cost you the series. Something's there. If you don't like baseball, I don't get you, really.
Well, listen, but I'm also a realist, and I know NFL is king, so
I'm not debating.
We're not the show that's going to talk about baseball every day, all day. But, hey, it's opening day, so if there's a day to talk some baseball, today's the day. NBA playoffs, hockey's heating up, and you got, you know, the NFL offseason. The draft is coming up, and that's as interesting as anything else. So we cover it all, and of course, random stuff going on in your life. That's what our show's about.
You know how we always did things that made you go,
ooh,
after
we breaking that out?
Football Sunday. What were your observations so far with the pitch clock and baseball and some stolen bases, courtesy of the bigger bags? What were your takeaways? What have you noticed? Give us a call at 877-99 on Fox. What made you say,
Already, there's something that made me go, I'm watching the first three innings of the Mets-Marlins game. It's the bottom of the fourth right now. Mets are up 1-0. went to the dentist. I got out of the dentist about a half hour ago. And I'm like, well, I could go to Fox, but I don't want to bother Ramos. And I know Gottlieb's still on.
Did your dentist ask you if you were excited for the season to start?
Here we go. I think it's going to be a good one.
Who's your favorite player?
I would say Lindor. Lindor.
No, I heard that Verlander's on the injured list.
Oh, son of a gun. I swear, I think the Mets are cursed. No.
So I had to go to a quick little dentist stop. It seems like it's all good. Crush your fingers. I don't think I have to get a root canal. Yes. But I'm like, oh, perfect timing. I got it at the dentist.
That sucks, man, because I was totally rooting for you to get a root canal.
You know what? I feel like you might have. You
like, I had a phone call.
I feel like you were...
I got a poster made. Like, come on, Rich, get a root canal.
I feel like my discomfort would probably make you happy
that
for some reason.
That would make me laugh.
So I get out of the dentist, and it's, you know, like roughly 1:05 West Coast time. And I'm like, oh, the Mets start in 5 minutes. Covino and the guys, I don't want to bother them at the studio yet. Maybe they're not even there. I'm going to sit in my car for a half hour. Got the MLB app. I'm watching the game. This game is moving. Observation number one, I love it.
Agreed.
I know there's still the traditionalists that are like, yeah, let them play at the pace they want. Yo, foul ball, right back in the box. Ball one, right back in the box. Pitcher, right back on the mound.
But again, do you feel me a little bit about people actually paid a lot of money for the tickets, and then the game just goes so fast now?
I felt
the
that
people there, I'm
slightly,
saying.
Slightly, but
right?
Like
but
I
I'm
said.
With you. From home, the at-home experience, and just the overall feel and movement of the game, way cooler. Way better. I noticed it as well.
As Dan Beyer said yesterday, if you want more time at the stadium, go a little early with your kids or your wifey, your buddies.
That's
check out batting practice.
Great solution, for real.
Grab a beer or a hot dog before the game, and then take your time. No one's saying, man, I really want to be at the stadium for more and more time.
But I totally agree with you, Rich. There was a significant difference on the pace of the game that I was definitely vibing with.
And again, we have all the games on the different TVs in the studio, and you could see the... And it's not like a weird, uncomfortable urgency. It's like, all right, pitch on the way, ball one. No checking the batting gloves 10 times. No taking off your helmet, wiping your head, stepping out of the box. Back in, next pitch. You got to love it.
I love it. I do. Another observation. Again, no such thing as a wrong observation. Your takeaways, what stood out to you, what got you pumped up. Give us a call at 877-99 on Fox this opening day. You know, the Rays are playing the Tigers right now. It's the middle of the eighth. The Rays are on top 3-0. And I specifically said the Rays, but could I have said the Devil Rays? Because they're rocking their throwback Thursday jerseys, old school Devil Rays. However, I find it interesting because they specifically changed their team name. As much as I like the old school jerseys, I do. I love them. Yeah. They are now the Rays, meaning like sunbeams, the sun rays. So...
You hit it right on the head, Covino. Why would you go back to put on a uniform that you didn't want?
That was the whole point of changing it.
Can't wait for the Guardians to go back to the Indians.
It's exactly the same, Danny G. It doesn't really make sense. I like the jersey. Don't get it twisted. But you can't correct me if I ever say Devil Rays because they're rocking the jerseys now. And I like it. Is Thursday the designated day for that now?
Well, a lot of teams do like a special Friday deal. Like I know the Mets do Blackout Fridays with the home or away black jerseys.
Well, because didn't the Phillies rock their throwbacks today?
Phillies like to rock those powder blue Mike Schmidt looking jerseys. They're not wearing them today.
But again, with the Rays specifically, they're not even the Devil Rays anymore. You know, that's why I find it interesting. So just an observation, throwing it out there. I do think it's cool. To go back and throw it back.
But on opening day, I don't mind them throwing back on Thursdays. But today's opening day, this isn't the day to throw back. This is your normal uniforms. And then later on in the season, or the next Thursday, when it's just like a regular day, then throw back, right?
Ramos, I agree.
Yeah. Ramos meatloaf? Because he took the words right out of my mouth. Ramos, I'm thinking it is like opening day. It's like game one of the World Series. You wear your standard. And I'm not an old school guy. I'm more of a, hey, let's keep the game progressing. But opening day, you wear the standard uniform. You have the banners, the USA flags. You got 40, 50,000 people ready to go. It's such a special day. And you know what? I didn't realize it until I woke up. I know that sounds like a weird, corny statement, but I was like, it's opening day. But the minute I looked on my phone, the minute I turned on the game, and I get to work here and Fox Sports Radio, I have all the games on, there is something very special about opening day. Like we said yesterday, it changes your habits. It changes your life. And I can't help but smile to see Jacob DeGrom give up 4 runs already in game one as a Texas Ranger. I never root for injury. I always want a guy to have an illustrious career of great health. But watching DeGrom, 70 pitches in 4 innings, and the Phillies are rocking him, his old rival when he was on the Mets, I can't be smiling more. 4 earned runs, and he just gave up a double.
A lot of pressure, Rich, on him today.
Oh, there is.
It's the pressure on this major league teams, you know.
You know, it's funny you say that because, you know, Rich and I, we do a morning show together, a podcast on Patreon, and we were talking about pressure. And I said, you know, when I woke up this morning, I had a thought. I was washing my face, and I was like, yes. It was like Nudie Magazine Day. I was like, yes, baseball today, something to look forward to. I got excited.
Great Billy Madison reference on the Throwback Thursday.
And then I said to myself, I don't know how a kid like Anthony Volpe slept last night. He played 20 games in AAA. He was in high school 3 years ago, and he's starting shortstop for his childhood team, the New York Yankees, today at home. I don't know how he slept. Can't wait to watch. So I said this to Rich when we got to our other studio, and Rich said, pressure? That guy's not feeling any pressure. I'm like, how could you think he's not feeling any pressure?
To be a kid at that age.
Well, you said it's such a long season.
It's a long season, 162. He knows he earned it. You saw the video of him sitting down with Aaron Boone. And
I think there's pressure on everybody, but especially more on players like DeGrom when you're on a new team, when it's your first game, you know, your first at bat. Dude, there's an immense amount of pressure that we can't even relate to.
But again,
you know what you can relate
to? If you go 0-for in your major league debut, it's not like a quarterback throwing 3 picks losing the game.
But it sets the tone. It's a sigh of relief. You know, you want to have a good performance. Let me ask you this. Do you remember the first time you cracked a mic in New York City? Your heart was probably pounding through your chest. Mine was. And that's just being on the radio. Imagine stepping up to the plate, millions watching you. That's nerve-wracking. So, yeah, I do think there was a lot of pressure on DeGrom, but I think there was a lot of pressure on a lot of players. I do. So, observations. Hey, speaking of Volpe, and I'm not going to make it about the Yankees, but I do have a question for you.
DeGrom, how's he going to have that 1-point-something ERA when he... I'm sorry. Should I root for him? I mean...
No. No, you shouldn't because he's not on your team anymore, and he wasn't one of your favorite players. Yeah. Right? You liked rooting for him. I think another observation is remembering and reminding yourself on where some of these players are. You know, not everybody was like, oh, yeah, DeGrom, Rangers. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. It is a reminder to see where all the new players ended up. But how about this? I have something that stood out to me.
Your Devil Rays thought, though, I just got a really good look at the uniforms.
Yeah, they're cool.
Franco just rounded the bases on a home run, and I got a good little look. You know when something's old enough where it looks cool because it's retro? Those were hideous jerseys when they were out. Now they sort of look cool because they're retro, like the different colors and the...
Yeah, those are the Wade Boggs unis, right?
That's true.
Speaking of uniforms, I want to know your thoughts on this. So I mentioned Anthony Volpe. He's a name you're going to hear a lot about. He's the new starting shortstop for the Yankees, and I'm a Yankees fan, but it really doesn't have anything to do with the Yankees. He was rocking number 77 during spring training. So they say...
Offensive lineman?
They say, well, remember, the Yankees have retired a lot of numbers,
right?
They've
running out of numbers. I'm surprised he's not wearing 182.
No, I heard Doug Gottlieb saying, yeah, that's the crazy ego of the Yankees. You know, everybody's numbers retired. Everybody's the greatest. Everybody's the best. But he was rocking number 77. And what they say about Anthony Volpe is not only is he a great young player, but he has this character about him, right? He does everything right. He's a stand-up kid. Raised the right way.
If you say he does it the Yankee way, I may walk out of here on day one.
Well,
he does things the Yankee way.
They have specifically said that he's been under the tutelage of Willie Randolph, who's teaching him the Yankee way. Either way, hold on. I'm giving you the backstory. He was wearing number 77.
the Yankee way.
And I guess he wanted number 11.
Hold on, Spot. When you're editing our videos, you better be doing it the Yankee way.
Gotta do it the
Ramos,
Yankee way.
Ramos, are you running this show the Yankee way?
Fast.
Danny G, if you're not producing the Yankee way, we might need to investigate something here. Yankee way.
You know what? We worked for a company, Rich and I, where it was the blank way, and that way sucked. It's true, right? It is an eye-rolling expression. I give you that. Yeah. But the Yankees have a winning tradition.
I was
okay?
like, I don't want to do it.
I don't care.
I remember thinking, like, I don't want to do it the ESPN way. I mean,
how about you let us do it our way? You know? Isn't that why you hired us? Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, this is a much better place here.
Happy to be here on Fox Sports Radio. Covino and Rich. Volpe was wearing 77. And I don't know if it was his idea or, you know, someone in the Yankee front office was like, you know, you should probably be wearing number 11 because all the other 1 through 10s are retired. You're like the next guy. We're putting a lot of stake into you. You should probably wear number 11.
Isn't there an eye-rolling, vomitous story when Jeter was almost like anointed, like, you could wear number 2?
They
like,
give
wasn't
the credit
that a big
to
deal?
No, but they give the credit to the equipment manager. Like, they just gave him number 2, as the story goes.
Like, we know you're special, young man.
So hear me out.
Okay, I'm listening.
Instead of just taking number 11, which he could have done, he called up Brett Gardner, who wore number 11 for almost 15 years for the New York Yankees. World Series champion, 2009, Brett Gardner, called him up and asked, I guess for not necessarily his permission, but his... What would you say?
Blessing?
His blessing, exactly, to wear number 11. Solid move, unnecessary, lame. What
you
do you
know
think
what
about that?
Called?
I thought it was,
you know what this
they praised it. They're like, and that's why he is who he is. He does things the right way. I thought it was very nice of him to acknowledge, because no one else acknowledged the retirement. I don't even know if he officially retired. He just never brought him back. Brett Gardner, it was nice of him to acknowledge him.
You know what it's called? It's called number respect. And no one has it. So the Volpe thing was unnecessary. Brett Gardner, he's not getting his number retired.
Brett Gardner is a Yankee hero, though. Even though they didn't give him his send-off the way he deserved, and that's a story in itself. Like, yo, what's going on? How can they never, like, acknowledge the guy? He played 14, almost 15 solid years with the Yankees and won a World Series.
Brett Gardner?
Brett Gardner.
Brett, I care more about my Gardner, Ruben. He does a great job. Let me tell you. Ramos, Danny G, you have to speak on behalf of that.
Started center field for the Yankees.
You guys are so angry, too.
You have to speak on behalf of
that. He's one of those guys that you had to watch day in and day out.
You have to speak on behalf of the Dodgers for me, because, again, my National League references are usually in the East. But I've seen players that, when you know a guy's number's not going to get retired, there might be one season where they're like, yeah, let it simmer. Then a guy could wear that number again. I remember Doc Gooden. Oh. I mean, who is more popular than a guy like Doc Gooden? Or number 8, Gary Carter for the 80s Mets. When they were off the team, the next year, like, I don't know, like Bernard Gilkey or someone was number 8. Like,
yeah, but
like, you know what I'm
15
saying?
15 like, years on a team.
I'm just saying, like...
Oh, you know what? You're not invited to the Gardy party.
The Dodgers used to have this, what we called the unofficial retired number. One of them for it was Steve Garvey. Garvey wore 6 for the Dodgers. Nobody wore 6 for the Dodgers. Wait, for like
didn't Steve Sachs wear 6?
No. Steve Sachs wore 3.
Oh, he wore 6 with the Yanks.
Yeah, with the Yanks. So, but now people wear 6. People wear the number. But back for when Garvey left and went to the Padres for like about 10, 15 years, nobody touched the number 6. It was like unofficial,
respect,
right?
Respect, man.
It's interesting, right? Like, let's go to football, for instance. Name me a quarterback that is not a Hall of Famer, but he was clearly a franchise guy for a while. Maybe like Matt Ryan?
Rich Gannon.
Okay. Danny, great one. Rich Gannon. Now, when Rich Gannon walks away, when he walked away, you're not going to give his number to the next quarterback, but like in a year or so, like you could wear the number again.
You let it breathe. So I think Volpe did the right thing. Clearly, you don't care. I think it's
Brett Gardner.
I think you made it very clear that you don't care about Brett Gardner, but he still played 15 years with the team.
I care more about Brett the Hitman Hart. No one should wear pink spandex since him.
Yeah, that's because you don't root for the Yankees, dude. But Brett. I mean, 15 years in the league, he was a World Series champ. He was a starter for the. He was the Hart. He was the gritty guy that the Yankees needed. You know what I mean? Could have played one more year.
It's the Yankee way.
I think Volpe did it right. So again, just an observation I made, and we open it up to you on the phone at 877-99 on Fox and on social media at Covino and Rich. Your observations, opening day, the games are still on.
Now, I'll give you the Mets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jose Reyes. wore number 7. Look this up right now because
how many years did Jose Reyes play on the Mets?
I don't know, like over 10. He was there for a while, all-star, everything. But Jose Reyes, not a Hall of Famer. Never won either. Yeah, he's wearing number 7 as a Blue Jay and a Rocky towards the end.
Winning is part of it, dude. You know, he played 12 years with the Mets.
4-time all-star.
Wow.
Batting champion 1 year. Batting title champion. But look at the Mets roster. I don't think anyone's wearing 7 right now. But they will soon enough. Like, and if someone did wear it now, would you be all butthurt about it? Like, how can they do it with Jose Reyes? Time goes on. There's only so many numbers in jerseys.
I'm with you 1,000%. Just a different culture, I guess, with the Yankees, you know. So that was a side story I heard today. I was like, oh, that's interesting. And another observation. Danny G, you pointed out that with the pitch clock came the rule of only 2 throws to first base. Is that official?
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
If you're a base stealer, you got to be licking your chops.
That's right.
Because one of those throws, you can see the pitchers move. And then the next one, you know, hopefully you don't get thrown out, which rarely happens.
You know, you nailed that.
The bag is bigger. So everything is in the favor of a base stealer right now.
Base stealer, more offense, no shift, right? It's going to be a much better season. Quicker game. Totally feeling it. I feel like there's a different energy about this season, and we're in day 1 already.
And I believe on the 3rd throw, right, Danny, you have to throw him out.
Correct.
If you throw over a 3rd time and you don't throw him out, it's an automatic. It's a balk. It's a balk.
No way. Yeah.
You're allowed that attempt because I heard Harold Reynolds, who is a great broadcaster. I heard him with our buddy Mad Dog Russo, and he was saying that.
Hey, what's going on, Harold?
Hey, Mad Dog, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Harold?
Get ready for the baseball season. My Giants lost today to the Yankees. Damn it.
So Mad Dog Russo is talking to Harold Reynolds, and I hear the conversation. And Harold Reynolds is right. The same way pitchers are trying to think of ways to manipulate the pitch clock, there are definitely speedy guys that are like, ooh, what's my strategy? Do I do an elaborate, like, ridiculous big lead?
Yeah, it's very cool.
No, his theory was this. I remember what it was. Harold Reynolds said, there are times you lead off big with no intention of stealing. So you're sort of leaning back towards first base. Are you following?
Yeah.
So he's like, you're not going to get me, but my lead will be huge. So I'll lead off with a huge lead with no intention of stealing, but
just intention to get you to throw.
The lead will be too big for you to ignore.
Nice.
And
I
then,
like that.
Then you, the pitcher's in a pickle where it's like, man, that's a huge ass lead. I gotta throw over. And then when you get him to do it twice, you're money, baby. So,
wow, yeah, hey. Different strategy. And for the record, we love Mad Dog Russo. Shout out to him. We're Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio.
All right, well, hey,
We're going to take more of your feedback on your baseball obvious observations, your observations from opening day.
All right, and we've talked about this before. Big fans of chalk. C-H-O-Q. You got to get your edge. Every man needs his edge. It's opening day.
I think Aaron Judge was chalked up his first at-bat with a bomb.
Mm-hmm. Well, testosterone levels are at an all-time low, and individual testosterone levels in men decline 1% or more every year. So thankfully, there's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, our friends at Chalk, C-H-O-Q, chalk.com. And if you use code CRSHOW, you're going to get 35% off for life with a Chalk subscription.
And they're good people over there at Chalk. They're all chalked up. Male Vitality Stack, you can check that out. Been clinically studied to boost your testosterone 20% in 90 days. So reclaim your game with higher T, maximize energy, and laser focus, like Rich said.
I always point out that you're not, I mean, it sounds terrible, but you're not the man you used to be. Honestly, if you at the gym, with the wifey, with your friends, playing sports, just your overall energy needs a little chalk action, if you ask me.
Chalk.com, code CRSHOW for 35% off. Subscriptions cancelable at any time.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
DJ Ramos in the mix.
Love it, Ramos. Welcome back. We miss you, Ramos.
One day's too much, right, Covino?
This is one too many. I need your smiling face. I need your vibe. Love working with Ramos.
I trust Ramos.
Trust Ramos.
It goes along with a story that I was reading online. Nothing to do with baseball, football, sports. It was remote work since COVID. One of the biggest things they said was it's hard to trust a coworker that you'd never met or don't see. And I'm like, I see Ramos every day. I feel good like I see him more than my. I see Ramos more than most people in my life.
And, of course, Danny G on the phones at 877-99 on Fox.
Happy birthday to Clapton.
Yes, lay down Sally. DJ Ramos brings it up for a reason. Not only are we celebrating opening day, but we're celebrating the great Eric Clapton. How old is he?
77.
Wow, man.
105.
Yo, that's crazy. So we'll play some Eric Clapton. And on a throwback Thursday, someone else's birthday.
Let's get it started.
We got him coming up.
MC Hammer, baby.
Oh, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah. Look at my eyes, man. By the way, speaking of baseball, do you know why they called him Hammer? MC Hammer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you don't know, I'll throw it back real quick. He was the ball boy for the Oakland A's. And when his career started to boom, his beat is ever booming. People said he was actually a great baseball player.
Yeah.
And they said he looked like Hammer and Hank. Hank Aaron. So they called him Hammer when he was a ball boy.
So MC Hammer even ties into baseball somehow on opening day.
How old is MC Hammer? That. MC Hammer got to be, here's my guess.
All right.
Now he's got to be 55.
Oh, you're downplaying. No, I thought the same. And
I think
he's
a hot older than that.
Really?
I believe Hammer Time has been.
I would say 65.
61.
No, you're over. 60.
Oh, okay. 60.
Wow, really? Man.
Can't touch this.
Oh. He's old. Just kidding. So anyway, it's Fox Sports Radio. Shout out to the iHeartRadio app. Everyone checking us out on the podcast. We appreciate it. Remember, subscribe for free. Search Covino and Rich wherever you stream your podcast. Leave a review. You qualify for a Nerf football, a bribery ball, because we appreciate you guys subscribing and listening. And I hope all your teams are winning today.
Is it true when Hammer says, Can't touch us. He's talking about his Metamucil.
Yeah, yeah, oh, exactly.
He does. His old guy vitamins. By the way, I jinxed my DeGrom thing. He got yanked from the game, but it was 5-0 Phillies. Rangers just tied it up, which I guess that's the perfect solution for a Mets fan, right? DeGrom didn't do well, but now the Rangers might end up beating your division rival. So a lot of excitement. I know it's one of 162, but like we said before, to wrap it up.
I'm not wrapping it up. I got one more observation. Nope. Again, I'm rocking my pinstripes as we speak, so I got to rub it into the Red Sox fans a little bit. I think it's going to be a long, long season for the Red Sox, who lost to the Orioles today. The AL East is pretty stacked with competition. They're saying the Blue Jays might be the best team in the AL East. Orioles not too shabby either, so I'm thinking the Red Sox going to have a long season. They lost 10-9.
Sometimes you stink. Not because you're bad, it's just everyone else is better.
It's good, right.
I know that sounds like an obvious statement, like a Collinsworth would make on Sunday Night Football. Now, here's a guy. No, sometimes it's not that you're so bad. It's just that other teams made more improvements. Like, you're right, the AL East right now, the Rays look great. The Yankees are the Yanks. And the Orioles are a team that's on the rise. So it's like, just by default, the Red Sox don't seem to have much juice right now.
And tonight, again, Mariners Guardians, Dodgers Diamondbacks, Angels Athletics. In a little while, you got the Colorado Rockies and the Padres, White Sox Astros. So still a lot of baseball left today. And again, I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you're as pumped as we are. And we're going to be talking some old school baseball memories. We'll explain when 50 hits.
My parlay is still intact. Remember yesterday I said I thought the right move was to take a couple power teams on opening day? I ended up with this, Ramos. Let me know what you think, because I know you're a big baseball guy. Opening day, I said, let me do this. Money line, Yankees. So check. Mets, who are now winning 2-0. Tagged up. Nimmo scores. 2-0 Mets. So I got Yanks, Mets, Blue Jays, Padres, and Dodgers. So, are the Blue Jays playing right now?
Yeah,
right?
They're up 4-3.
Okay, so if I get the Blue Jays and the Mets, then I got to just worry about Pods and Dodgers tonight. So, I think it was 60 wins, 725. I was like, ooh, that's a nice,
wow,
that's a nice one.
That's nice.
It's a nice one.
Again, we're Covino and Rich live from the TireRack.com studios. And at the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. All that money, Rich, that you just were talking about. Doubled.
Double.
Everything you earned doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
What do you think of Minnesota's new uniforms? I sort of like them. Twinsies got some new...
I think they're better than Great Britain's in the World Baseball Classic.
I mean, anything's better than that.
By the way, what an embarrassment that was. Like, it's so laughable. Like, Little League teams have better jerseys than... Remember, they were falling... The letters were falling off. But yeah, compared to those, I like them a lot.
Yeah, pretty sweet. Royals.
It's tough
and
to wear stripes when you have the Yankees as the quintessential stripe team.
Yeah.
It's tough to see stripes on anybody else. It just doesn't fit for some reason to me. But Matt,
I don't hate him though.
Yeah, no, I don't hate him, but the stripes are really a Yankees thing.
Is that Greinke on the hill for the Royals again?
He's back.
He's crafty.
All right, let's go to our buddy Dan Beyer for an update. What's up, Dan? Opening day, buddy.
Yeah, so much to get to, and what a day it was for Covino's Yankees,
and if you
missed it.
That goes to Strumpke on the track, at the wall, she is gone! Unbelievable! Aaron Judge in his first at-bat of the year, it's a home run to dead center.
Voice of John Sterling.
Is that Captain Crunch? Oh, no, it's John Sterling. Okay, sorry.
on the Yankees
Crunchberries
Radio Network, 2 hours and 33 minutes. Yankees beat the Giants by a score of 5-0. A few more games going final right now. Braves earlier dropped the Nationals 7-2, but Max Fried left the game with a hamstring strain. Cubs blanked Milwaukee 4-0. Rays were 4-0 winners against the Tigers. While in Boston, what a day for Adley.
Verdugo going back. He's on the track. He's looking up. And this one is out of here. It's a home run for Adley Rutschman.
He went 5-for-5, guys. Reached base in all 6 of his at-bats. Orioles hang on for a 10-9 win against the Red Sox today. Highlight there, courtesy of WBL and the Orioles Radio Network.
Yo, he could have like a terrible rest of the week and still have a really hot first week. 5-for-5, like he could go 0-for-15 and be 5-for-20 and be like, yeah, he's doing all right through the first 20 at-bats.
Crazy start to the season. You guys mentioned the Jays on top of the Cards right now, 4-3. That's in the fourth. Those Twins have taken a 1-0 lead on the Royals in the sixth. And yeah, the Phillies and Rangers continue continue to be knotted up at five apiece after Philly jumped out to a 5-0 lead. That's in the fourth. Rich, you said it. Your Mets up 2-0 on the Marlins. Pittsburgh's up on the Reds, 4-1 in the fourth inning. O'Neill Cruz, a home run for Pittsburgh. Some other notes. Knicks forward Julius Randle going to miss at least 2 weeks of action because of a sprained ankle. Alabama's Brandon Miller is heading to the 2023 NBA draft, while the University of Colorado sold out their spring game. All 45,000 tickets were sold in the debut of Deion Sanders as head coach. Guys, last year, they had just over 1,900 fans attend their spring game. Now 45,000, a sellout for the Buffs. Back
prime
to you guys.
Hey, speaking of baseball, and thank you, Dan Beyer. You ever see the clip of Deion Sanders talking about how football was easy to him, but there was nothing harder than playing baseball, hitting a baseball?
I agree.
And he's a phenomenal athlete. That's why you got to respect the game, man. We're so pumped that baseball's back. And something that Dan Beyer said stood out to me. The Yankees game was 2 hours and 33 minutes.
Wow.
I hear Michael Kay for years saying, and that's the end of the ball game. An unmanageable 3 hours and 15 minutes. Unmanageable 3 hours and 30 minutes. 2 hours and 33 minutes? That's very manageable. You got to respect that and appreciate that. And that's a game with a lot of strikeouts. Strikeout at-bats usually take a long time. Dude, Logan Webb had 12 strikeouts to start the game for the Giants, and Gerrit Cole had 11 strikeouts. That's the only, I think, the only third time that's happened in baseball where the opposing pitchers had more than 10 strikeouts each. Something like that. It hasn't been done many times.
I mean,
so pretty cool to see how short the game seem. And what's going on with the Mets right now?
It's I don't know if there's some discrepancy.
Is this live?
Yeah, there's a discrepancy about
Buck Showalter's all mad about like something.
There might have been a pitch count thing already. Something happened. Well, anyway, this game is in the sixth inning, and it started an hour and 15 minutes ago. So you can't argue that it's sort of like a cool thing, right?
Yeah. The talk of the pitch clock continues. It's going to be a big conversation throughout the year, how different this feels.
Well, we
now
are
that the season has begun.
We are live from the TireRack.com studios, Covino and Rich. Now, coming up, it's not all about baseball. We are going to talk about Austin Reeves and the Lakers last night. And it was like, it was a game of redemption. And yet you felt it, right? You felt it. And I'm not saying it's his team. It's LeBron, you know, it's LeBron. But Austin Reeves, talk about a guy that is really sort of rolling with his, what would you say, his momentum?
Yeah. But don't compare him to Caruso.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. He said the only thing they have in common is that they're white.
So
I would have said that they're goofy. But I saw some people calling him out about that recently.
So we'll talk a little NBA as we inch closer to the playoffs. And we are going to play a little game in the studio where, since it is opening day, all of us here are going to pick out of a hat. You get a few teams. Throw in a couple bucks each, and at the end of the year, who will have the World Series winner?
We all get, what, five?
Five. Put them in the hat right now.
Let's do it.
There's six of us, five teams each. We'll do that next. Plus, when 50 hits, we'll go old school right here on Fox Sports Radio, live from the TireRack.com studios.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
DJ Ramos in the mix.
Happy 60th to MC Hammer.
Here's the effing deal.
I'll tell you what. I don't know if everybody did this, but maybe you got Please Hammer Don't Hurt Him from Columbia House for a Penny. You loved it because it had, you know, You Can't Touch This and Have You Seen Her and all the other hits. You loved that album so much you backtracked and you got Let's Get It Started. That's what I did.
Yep.
Beat is ever booming. Happy birthday to the Hammer, MC Hammer, named after Hammer and Hank Aaron.
I was in the kitchen getting a coffee and a water, and I missed it. Did Spot tell the story of MC Hammer on our show?
Not yet, but it's a perfect Throwback Thursday tale to tell.
We had MC Hammer on our show years ago. And Spot got to live out what I thought was like a pretty cool like bucket list checklist item. Spot, what did you do with MC Hammer?
I got to do the running man for MC Hammer.
And he rated Spot.
And he rated me.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. If you want to check it out, just search Covino and Rich, MC Hammer. You know, when you're
huge
doing
bragging,
the,
right?
When you're doing the ball scroll later on. No, I mean, there's certain things you want to do with certain people, right? The running man with MC Hammer is kind of cool.
It's kind of up there.
It's kind of cool. And he did a good job.
And then he gave me his genie pants when he's done.
And, great.
Yeah, you know, and that's how Spot got the job.
The
rest,
true story.
The rest is history.
All right.
Now,
well,
thank
hey.
You for hanging out. Hope you're enjoying opening day so far. Again, next hour, we will talk about Austin Reeves and how he sunned Pat Bev last night and other revenge moments. Plus, we're going to talk a little food action.
What new stadium food could possibly cause an accident in your pantalones? But you know what? Before we get to 150 hits, Danny G, when do you want to do our little bet, our little game? Now or later?
Let's do it at the top of the hour.
Perfecto. Perfect.
Well, let's explain. Danny G, explain what we're doing top of the hour then, because we all just picked five teams out of a hat.
We had five rounds right now. We each picked a team out of the hat. We haven't unfolded the slips that we've taken out of the hat, so we don't know what teams we have. And we're each going to put $20 into the pot. All right? We're going to reveal which five teams each of us have at the top of the hour. At the end of the season, if you have the team that wins it all, you win all the money in the pot.
Man, nice. I love it. 162-game, six-month season.
I feel like if you got
a possible chance at 100,
that was $5 you said.
Yeah, if you got the weakest team, I think you got to buy everybody like lunch one day.
I like it. can we agree with that? Best team, World Series winner gets the pot.
And for some reason, Rich asked me to put the Mets slip in the freezer.
Yeah, I wanted like some 19.
The cold envelope.
I wanted some 80s Knicks action. So, all right, best team, World Series winner gets the pot of what, $120? The team with the worst record
has to wear Crocs to the office.
Has to wear Crocs to the office for a week.
For a week?
Yeah, for a week.
Oh, yeah, all right. In the studio.
I have men's large, like size 10, 11 Crocs that I take out the garbage with. I'll bring them in for a week.
Oh, perfect.
Nice. All right.
There you go. So Crocs, perfect. You know, wearing Crocs for a week is worse punishment than buying everyone like coffee or lunch.
That sounds good. I'm down with that.
All right, but you know what? It's 50. You know what that means? There's a certain...
Yeah! What we gonna do right here is go back. Back into time.
Throwing it back for a Thursday. Old school when 50 hits. At 50 after, CNR give you the time capsule topic, and we reminisce together.
Yeah! Well, we said it before. If there's going to be a day we harp on baseball, Bryce Harper style.
Ain't no shame in it, man.
That today's the day. It's opening day. We love baseball. So a little extra focus on America's pastime today. We want to talk about, on an old school throwback Thursday, your favorite old school ballpark memory. If you have a silly or ridiculous story you want to share, call now, 877-99 on Fox.
Can I just kick it off with this memory that I think everybody could relate to? If not, I'm surprised you're listening to Fox Sports Radio. But the first time you saw the green of the grass, like the first time you just walked out of the tunnel as a little kid, you'd only seen it on TV. And think of like TV quality, how crap it was, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, growing up a Yankees fan, and I saw this blurry like vision of Yankee Stadium on your mom's crappy television. You know, when I went to my first game, dude, just stepping out of that tunnel and seeing the grass, I'll never forget it because I was like, oh, my God. It's majestic.
Especially at Yankee Stadium, because the innards of Yankee Stadium, yeah, it's like concrete. There was nothing like great to look at old Yankee
glum.
Stadium.
It's very glum and dingy.
Yeah, and then you walk out, you're like, oh.
You know what it's like? You were probably like, remember the scene from Rudy when his dad's like, this is the greatest sight these eyes have ever seen. Like, when you saw the grass, right, for the first time.
Ramos, do you remember seeing Dodger Stadium for the first time?
Yes.
I mean, it's a beautiful
stadium. It is, yes. You want to exactly wind or
no? Because like, I remember, actually,
I remember seeing it. Yes,
as a high school kid, I came out to LA for a tournament, and we went to a Dodgers game, and I just remember the thrill of, wait, we're pulling right into the stadium from the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like just that for me, like you could see the stadium from the parking lot, blew my mind.
And it sounds ridiculous. We're grown-ups, but anytime I go to a new city, and I pass their stadium, I'm like, ooh, I want to look at it. Is that like a, where was I? I was recently somewhere. Oh, and we were in Scottsdale, Phoenix for the Super Bowl. Like anytime you see a new football stadium or baseball stadium, you're like, oh, that's where it is? It's a good feeling. It really is.
Ballpark memories.
I believe Dodger Stadium, correct me if I'm wrong, Danny, I believe Dodger Stadium is built down.
Yes.
It wasn't built up. It started, they built it. So really the bottom.
In a ravine.
Yes. The bottom.
That's what I noticed. And that's what you notice if you've never been there before. You're like, wait a second. This is weird. And totally memorable. Old school ballpark memories. I have a few stories I want to share. I was at some memorable moments, you know. But, you know, when you throw it back to when you were a kid, just the thought of getting your ice cream and the helmet, keeping the helmet, buying a T-shirt. Remember, back in the day, you didn't have the option of getting anybody's jersey or T-shirt. It was just what the stadium offered, and it was the few stars. That was it.
Yeah, like, Danny, when you were a kid, it was like, hey, do you want Fernando Valenzuela or, I don't know,
Steve Garvey.
Because they didn't have every T-shirt and every player.
Now you get anybody you want.
It was like the starting lineup figures. It was like,
it was like three or four players, Pedro Guerrero and Dusty Baker were two options.
Wow, Scherzer, by the way, just gave up a two-run bomb. 3-3 Mets Marlins, by the way. A little update. I was just telling Camino during the commercial, I was like, man, Scherzer's cruising. Now he's not. Your ballpark memories, if you have any funny stories, memorable stories, hey, let's share them on opening day. At Covey and on Rich, we'll check Twitter and Instagram as well. But I have a couple funny ones, a couple embarrassing ones. And we'll get to all that next right here on Fox Sports Radio. Any final thoughts, Cove?
Stick around. I got a story about my uncle and a story about a dude who almost died at the ballpark.
And a Don Mattingly sighting.
And a Don Mattingly story. Yeah, I'll tell you that too.
Can't wait.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.